Gentlemen, do we like keep calm?
Oh, Dudley.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Yes, he's going to go, is he?
Yeah, we let him come.
Right-ho, yes. And Brandon.
No, Douglas is going to come. The young man who's been doing the lights, as I was telling you now, that is Mrs. Hildred's son, Mona's brother, who came earlier with the trumpet. Now, he's going to build. He's built before, he builds very well and speaks very well. But I'd like you to note that this young man has learned to speak whilst in the spirit world. He was, say, only a few days old when he passed over, and simply by listening to us here on this earth, he has learned to speak. So you will be very interested to listen to his voice, because it is not, it has no intonation or has very little accent of any kind. And he did used to speak very slowly, but he has now been able, through practice, to speak quite normally. I think he's here, you know, without singing. I can see the curtain coming, though. Come on in, Douglas. I'm sitting at the side of the curtain. I can see the curtain moving to the side. That's why I was saying I think he's here. Yes, here he is. Now we can just see him.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I am so pleased to come, to be able to do the lights. It is a great privilege to me. And I hope in the future to be able to get them colored. I cannot stand the light too much, but I can still speak to you behind this curtain.
Yes, that's all right.
I am still in the materialized form.
Yes, good.
I would like to say to the people of your world, Mother, we from the world of spirit send our greetings to all mankind on your earth.